When we picture divorce, we imagine dramatic betrayals and explosive arguments. The reality? Most marriages die slowly through thousands of seemingly insignificant moments, paper cuts that eventually cause the relationship to bleed out. This insight forms the heart of Matthew Frey's raw, unflinching exploration of relationship failure. After his own devastating divorce, Frey began documenting his journey, unexpectedly resonating with millions of readers. What makes his perspective so powerful is that it comes from someone who was, by all accounts, a good person, but a terrible husband, and only realized it when it was too late. The truth is unsettling. Most marriages don't end with a bang, but with a barely perceptible whimper. As trust slowly dissolves through everyday interactions we never recognized as threats. Consider the fish sandwich incident. During the pandemic, a man named Grayson ate a fish sandwich because he was starving after missing meals due to work. The problem? He and his wife were strict vegans by mutual agreement. Grayson was genuinely frustrated that his wife would be upset over just a fish sandwich given the circumstances. He viewed her as perpetually angry and overreacting to minor issues. But framing this as freaking out over a fish sandwich misses the point entirely. What his wife actually cared about was being married to someone who keeps promises. The fish wasn't the issue, the betrayal of trust was. When we make commitments in relationships and break them, even over seemingly small matters, we damage trust. Without trust, relationships don't feel safe, and without safety, they cannot survive. This pattern repeats endlessly. One person experiences betrayal, while the other sees an overreaction to something trivial. These misalignments create maddeningly circular arguments where nothing gets resolved until something breaks beyond repair. The conditions that destroy marriages are subtle, almost invisible, which is precisely what makes them so dangerous. The primary driver of relationship breakdown isn't irreconcilable differences, but a specific pattern, the invalidation triple threat, which manifests as 1. Invalidating thoughts. That's not what happened. Your perception is wrong. 2. Invalidating feelings. You shouldn't feel that way. You're overreacting. 3. Justifiable defense. Let me explain why what I did was completely reasonable. When one partner expresses pain, the other dismisses their experience instead of showing empathy. The third type is most destructive. Defending your actions implies you'll repeat the hurtful behavior because you believe it's justified. This pattern seems innocuous, yet steadily erodes the relationship's foundation. Take leaving a glass by the sink. When you defend this habit against your partner's requests, you're effectively saying, "You're not important enough to warrant changing my behavior." The small daily actions, putting dishes away, managing laundry, sharing childcare duties, communicate love more powerfully than words alone. Most of us enter marriage like contestants on Marriage Survivor Island, parachuting onto unfamiliar territory with minimal preparation beyond rice throwing and fortune cookie advice. We invest more effort choosing phones than learning to share a life. The most dangerous blind spot is assuming being a good person automatically makes you a good partner. This flawed logic suggests that good intentions and love alone qualify us as good spouses, blinding us to our actual impact on relationships. Good partnerships require specific skills, active listening, emotional intelligence, conflict resolution, and embracing discomfort for growth. When partners express hurt and we respond with incredulity or defensiveness, "But I'm a good person," we invalidate their experience and worsen the situation. Many partners hide behind claimed incompetence, especially with household duties. Rather than learn new skills, they opt for comfort, creating unbalanced partnerships where one person manages everything while the other remains sheltered behind good intentions. Most of us enter marriage like contestants on Marriage Survivor Island, parachuting onto unfamiliar territory with little preparation beyond well-wishers throwing rice and offering fortune cookie advice. Since childhood, Frey considered himself a good person, someone who values goodness and never intentionally hurts others. He believed these same qualities automatically made him a good husband. His flawed reasoning went, "Because I'm a good person who loves his wife, I must be a good husband." This self-assessment blinded him to the actual impact of his actions on his marriage. Being good at relationships requires study and practice, just like any other skill. When his wife would express hurt feelings, he'd make incredulous faces and dismiss her concerns, believing his inherent goodness made her complaints invalid. He failed to realize that good men can be bad husbands. His defensive responses, "But I'm a good guy," or "I would never hurt you on purpose," only compounded the problem by invalidating her emotional experience. The problem wasn't inability, it was choosing comfort over the discomfort of learning new skills, which forced his wife to carry the uncomfortable parts of marriage alone. When a man expects his partner to perform the same caretaking functions his mother did, his partner begins to feel like his mother, and mothers don't want sexual intimacy with their children. Women respond physiologically to partners who act childlike by losing sexual desire for them. This dynamic stems from several invisible burdens that typically fall on one partner. The mental load, the constant mental tracking of household to-do lists, schedules, and needs for the entire family. The second shift, unpaid household work performed outside of regular working hours, cooking, cleaning, childcare, and scheduling. Emotional labor, managing relationships, coordinating social activities, handling children's emotional needs, and often suppressing personal feelings to maintain harmony. Invisible work, the unnoticed tasks that keep homes running, maintaining supplies, managing laundry, scheduling appointments, and handling seasonal needs. Taking responsibility for these tasks, rather than defaulting to childlike dependency, is crucial for maintaining sexual desire in long-term relationships. Divorce is an encounter with profound inner brokenness, an all-consuming void that permeates every moment, stripping away adult facades until only raw emotion remains. The darkness follows you everywhere, weighing heavily at night and greeting you each morning with renewed intensity. Finding your way back becomes life's greatest challenge. When everything feels insurmountable, we enter survival mode, where grand strategies yield to moment-by-moment endurance. There's no shortcut, only the long path through. The process is simple. Breathe, love yourself, repeat. Focus on taking one more breath until tomorrow comes. After enough tomorrows, you'll find yourself further along the healing path than you imagined possible. The journey offers both warning and hope. Our relationships often die from 1,000 subtle cuts, moments of disconnection, unspoken resentments, and emotional withdrawal. Yet there's hope in transformation. Through self-awareness and better relationship skills, we can prevent these wounds or use our pain as fuel for growth, becoming people capable of building and maintaining the deep trust that sustains lasting love.